We are joined by a running back for the Carolina Panthers. He had 39 yards from scrimmage. He had a couple of TDs in last week's game against Chicago. He had 1,018 rushing yards, 7 rushing TDs at Georgia last season. Undrafted in this year's draft, Buffalo is at Carolina Friday night. We are joined by Panthers running back Elijah Holyfield. Elijah, great to have you on. How are you?
How you doing, sir? Doing great.
Good, good. So you've been playing football for quite some time, obviously, but we're talking about you taking the next step, doing it at the NFL level. How would you describe an NFL training camp to somebody who's never been a part of it?
Very, very intense, very taxing on your body as well as your brain, very tiring. Sometimes you're not, you know, always in the most comfortable bed as a rookie. So just very long, but once you get kind of the hang of it, you kind of pick up, you know, little tips from veterans and stuff like that, it becomes a little bit easier.
I like it. Well said. Now, you had a strong performance, as I mentioned, against Chicago in week 1 of the preseason, but it did not get off to the start that you would have liked. You fumbled in the second quarter, which was only your first fumble since your sophomore year at Georgia. It seems like it would have been pretty easy to get down on yourself and let that mistake turn into a disaster, but that's not what happened. You bounced right back. You had a couple of TDs. How were you able to turn that around so quickly?
I would say it's been long. At one point in my life, I would have got down on myself and I would have kind of folded and shied away. But, you know, just trying to go deep in myself and realizing, you know, I only have so many opportunities and this may be my last one, that I should take full advantage of it. You know, I can't control what happened in the past, and I just try to move on from that.
Elijah Holyfield joining me. So, you know, when you came back to the sideline, some of your guys, some of your teammates were picking you up after the fumble, cheering you on, kind of lifting you up a little bit. What did that mean to you in that moment?
It meant a lot because, you know, I didn't know how they would, you know, some teams react different to things like that. Some teams, you know, I've been a part of teams where, you know, people get mad and stuff like that, and it's not a very uplifting situation. But, you know, in this scenario, they were very uplifting, and it was a big part of me, like, being able to flush it and get back to work.
All right, so then you get back to work, and on the team's final drive, you're at the Chicago 20. You pick up 9 yards on first down, then 11 more for a TD, and on top of that, there was a punt return where you took a couple of guys out. You triggered a strong return that had the special teams coordinator all fired up. Overall, how pleased were you with how you played and the way you responded to that challenge?
I was proud of myself about the way I responded. I was still kind of upset after the game for the fact that I did fumble. So just trying to work to clean that up. You know, and when I'm in traffic, trying to cover the ball more, trying to figure out ways I can protect the ball.
Elijah Holyfield joining me right now. Now, you played SEC football, so you're used to playing on big stages. How did it feel to put on the pads and a helmet for an NFL game for the first time? Did it feel like another day at the office, or was it special?
When I first went out there, it was a little weird, just, you know, just looking at the other team and just realizing that, okay, I'm in the NFL now, you know. That's the biggest difference. That was the biggest thing I had to comprehend. And once I got in the game and started playing, it was just like playing. We haven't been tackled our training camp up until that point. So just getting used to getting back to getting tackled, stuff like that.
All right, so if we go back a little bit, you had a strong season at Georgia, and then you went undrafted. I would imagine that was not what you hoped for, obviously. What was it like when that happened and you went through that? Did that put a chip on your shoulder?
I've always had a kind of chip on my shoulder, you know, for as long as I can remember. So when it happened, I kind of just took it as it was. And either way, I knew I was going to be on the team, and I knew I could go to work whenever I went on the team.
All right, so if you've always had that chip, where did the chip first come from?
It's like, you know, it's just, you know, it's a buildup of a lot of things, you know, of a lot of misconceptions of me and people saying certain things and, you know, just the way I was raised. You know, I've always, you know, kind of been an underdog in situations, and I've always found a way to get on to figure it out.
So why don't you give me a misconception or two? Like, what did people not know about you that you wanted them to know about you? What were they wrong about?
You know, a lot of people, you know, just with everything, you know, some people say I can't catch, some people can't say I'm not very fast, some people say, you know, different things about me, and you know, with that, I don't really want to say anything back to him. I just want to go out there and play the best I can play, and then prove him wrong for that.
Elijah Holyfield joining me. So the story goes that you celebrated signing with the Panthers by doing 254 reps of glute ham raises, one for every player who got picked ahead of you. It's pretty impressive. How did that workout feel?
Probably one of the hardest workouts of my life. He didn't tell me how many I was doing, and that's kind of how we train. I never know exactly how many I'm doing. I just, you know, do it until he says stop. And so I didn't even know that until he told me.
So would you rather know how many you're doing so you can kind of prepare yourself for it? Or if you knew, would that make it harder?
It definitely would make it harder if I knew. But that's part of our training. The way I train the mind is no matter what, you get full effort regardless.
Right now, your head coach, Ron Rivera, has talked about your physicality, how hard you work, the fact that he says you're a scrapper. And coming from a tough guy like that, that's really high praise. What's it mean to you to hear that from him?
It does mean a lot. Whenever your work goes noticed, it always kind of makes it feel like it was worth doing all the stuff that you did to get to the point. So just trying to keep that going, trying to work as hard as I can to make the speed.
Listen, I want to give another example of your physicality. One of your trademarks is your physicality. Kirby Smart tells the story that when you were in a pass protection drill in fall camp as a freshman, quote, "We blitzed a linebacker up the middle on him. He just stoned the guy right in the A-gap. I walked over to him. I jabbed him. I told him I bet he couldn't do it again. Next time he buries the guy again, he jogged by, he smiled at me and said, 'I told you, there is no fear in him,'" end quote. So how would you describe the approach that it takes on the field when it comes to physicality and your approach to that?
When I step on the field, I feel like I'm the most physical person on the field. It's obviously times in the NFL where somebody could get the best of you, but I like to think I get the best of anybody in a one-on-one matchup.
Now, Elijah, I think that obviously a lot of people know, most people know about your father. What was it like growing up the son of a legend like Evander Holyfield?
It was pretty cool. I'm very blessed. I've got to see a lot of things when I was young, and that a lot of other people probably couldn't do when they were young. So I would just say more than anything, it was blessed. I was blessed.
That's the thing, and that's really impressive. But I want to say one more thing that I'm really impressed by. Tell me if it's true. Is it true that you trained in Taekwondo with former Pittsburgh Steeler Greg Lloyd, and that you won multiple national titles? And if that's so, what was it like to work with him?
Yeah, that is true. Not a lot of people know that. I was very young when I did Taekwondo, but it was great. He instilled a lot of discipline in me. He's very hard on me when I was young. But I would say he helped a lot more than he probably knows.
Dude, I would imagine growing up the son of the champ, you were exposed to a lot of different athletes, a lot of celebrities. I have to tell you, when I was a young journalist or a young talk show host, when I first got in, I sat down, I interviewed Greg Lloyd in person on a TV set, and my man came in like sleeveless. Elijah, I have never been as intimidated by a dude as I was Greg Lloyd, right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
100%. My man. You're used to being around alphas. My man had presence. I haven't seen him lately. My man had some presence.
Yes, he does. Absolutely.
Good. I'm glad you understand that. All right, so Carolina Panthers running back, Elijah Holyfield, my guest. Buffalo is at Carolina on Friday. Elijah, great to have you on the show. Good luck with everything. I know you're working hard to make that thing work, and it's really good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. Elijah Holyfield. Love the way he bounced back. You imagine if you're a young guy like that trying to make a team, and you put it on the ground, and you know that you're going to get limited opportunities, for him to bounce back to score a couple of... Thanks, Alvin. Score a couple of TDs was huge.